is Greg Bamboo. Greg, what's going on?
Hey, Nathan, there's a lot going on, and the most exciting thing is the Browns won. So everybody's
exactly.
Going to move, man. It's sun shining. We got our last bit of sunshine before the winter hits, and when the Browns win, everybody's looking up. What else is looking up is this is the last week of October, and the incentives will change in November, and the rebates are so high now, Nathan, people have to come in and take advantage. We are open all weekend long next weekend, Sunday included. So you got to come out till 9 tonight and get involved with these deals. It's unbelievable.
Get out there and get it done. Thanks, Greg.
From the 3.5 yard line, Hoyer takes the snap, bootlegs it out to the left, throws, it's caught, Hawkins, touchdown!
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Andrew Hawkins with his first touchdown as a member of the Browns to give the Browns a 16-6 lead. He then jumped into the crowd. He came back, he petted Swagger on his way back to the bench. It was joyous. Got a chance to talk to him after the game, and he said, you know, all I was thinking about, and I think about it every day, is when I was here for a rookie tryout in that field house, hoping I'd get that call, and here I am now.
Scoring touchdowns.
Making the most of that. Exactly right. We're back here wrapping things up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You guys keep blowing up the phone lines on this Victory Monday, so let's get into it. Ray in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hello?
What's up, Ray?
What's up, Ray?
Well, you know, nobody's really been saying it, you know, out loud, but I'm hearing it in what they're saying. They're like, you know, it's like, gee, that was an ugly ugly win, you know. And is there such a thing as a pretty loss?
There are no moral victories. That's what I'd say. It's a pass-fail league. The Browns pass. Doesn't matter how you pass. It's a win. I agree. It's good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We want to dump Hoyer right away because like last week's game. Well, what happened to the week before? And did you hear anything about Pittsburgh wanting to dump Roethlisberger? It's just, you know, people got to stop all this, you know, change stuff and you know, just roll with what you got for a while and improve it in increments instead of you know, trying to you know, get the whole pie with one gulp. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right about that. And I think, you know what, even you look at the NFL when they schedule these games and, you know, they schedule Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Oakland, and Tampa Bay. Did they know that these teams were going to be as bad as they were? In most cases, no. So it's the Browns' opportunity to take advantage of. So I'm over that whole, you know, whiny story about, oh, I can't take a lot from yesterday's game, or I'm not hopeful. And it's just surprising to me because, again, you get in the past 10 years, you've been able to celebrate so little, anything in regards to Browns football, and this team is actually giving you something to celebrate, giving you something, some optimism about where they want to go. They're saying the right things and they're doing the right things on Sunday on the football field, and yet people are always just so critical about wanting things to be perfect, and it is not the world that you live in the NFL.
I would tell you, when you're in that locker room as a former player, if you're a current player right now, when you're sitting in the ice tub and you would have somebody say this win didn't mean anything or it wasn't a good win, and you're sitting in an ice tub,
you'd
just
be like,
chest,
what'd the five fingers say in the face?
Right. I mean, it's impossible to sit there and take that because a win is a win. It's so damn hard in this league to win a game. And it's hard. I mean, as many times as I could say it, it's probably hard for somebody who's never been out there on the field to know that. The other team gets paid. They have coaching staff, too. They've got all kinds of things going on. They've got injuries they got to deal with. When you win a game, you play in the elements, or things don't go your way, you've got to find a way to grind it out and win. We won the game. Everybody should be happy, and that's it. No other questions.
There we go. All right, Nathan in a car. Welcome to the show. Fine name, by the way.
Hey,
Nathan, are you there?
Nate Dogg.
Yeah, I'm here. This is Nathan from
Are you on T-Mobile or Sprint?
AT&T, baby.
Oh, okay, got it.
There we go.
AT&T, yeah. Actually, I'm calling from Lorraine and 72nd.
There you go.
Ohio.
What's going on, man?
Sounds like a laundromat.
It's real close to one. It's real close to one. How'd you know that, Big Joe?
I own it.
All right, listen, man. First, I just want to start off. How about them Buckeyes, guys?
Now
I like it, man. Hey, you know what? It's really hard for me to not agree with you, bro. Go Bucks. OH.
I lost a case of beer on that.
All right, listen, man. Brian Hoyer is not the answer for this football team, guys. You know, he's showing the entire league exactly how one-dimensional he is. You know, you guys are talking about, you know, if he doesn't have the play action, if he doesn't have the run, you know, I mean, he just can't make any other throws. I mean, he really can't. And when he does, he's getting guys killed out there. I mean, look at Jordan Cameron.
Amazingly, though, he averaged 10 yards an attempt yesterday and was 19 of 28 for 275 yards and a touchdown.
No idea how that happens. And then the wideout crew isn't getting enough. They're not getting enough respect either.
Oh, they're playing they're unbelievable.
Yeah, they're going out there every week, and they're making all the catches, you know. I mean, they're saving this guy's butt. But, I don't know, that's all I got.
I mean, let me ask you a question, though. So are you saying that from what you've seen, Brian Hoyer is not the long-term answer in your mind, but are you saying right now you would, if you were the coach, you would put Johnny in right now?
No, actually, I wouldn't put Johnny in right now. I mean, the last thing the city needs is a quarterback controversy. I'm just saying long-term.
You've seen in your opinion warts. I got you. Fair point. All right, thanks, Nathan.
Absolutely. Hey, spin there, done that.
You got it. All right, let's go to Dino the Trucker now. Dino, what do you think about the Browns' victory over the Oakland Raiders, 23-13?
Man, a win's a win, babe. Anyway,
that's what's
up.
There we go.
You know, that's why they call football the ultimate team sport. Get it? These people don't understand. It's called team playing. Everybody contributes. No matter, okay, the offensive line had his issues, they're going to get better. And I predict next week that running game's going to be a lot better because them guys are working together at it. So you watch next week, remember this conversation, and we'll see how the running backs are going to do because I think they're going to have lines, they're going to have openings, they're going to be making some 5-yard runs, some 7-yard runs. You watch and see.
They're doing.
And these naysayers to say about Hoyer, if they're that blind, they can't see that the man's a game manager. He's doing the job. Maybe if some eyes, he might not be the long term. But everybody knows why they got Johnny Manziel. They got him here for the future. This is not the future. This is now. I want to win now.
Yes.
That's right.
I like your style.
As Mad Wilhelm says, live in the present. All right, final call for the show, and then we're going to hand out our game balls. Joe will participate this week coming off of a victory, which is nice. Jay in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
How you doing, man?
All right. Yeah, I just want to tell the Browns congratulations on their victory, and I'm real proud of them, man. Bring us another win Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's right. That's what the Browns are certainly going to have to do or try to do, and I think they will do this Sunday. And, yes, it was a great victory. Congratulations to the Browns, the coaches, the fans, the dog pound, everybody. It certainly is a very good, very enjoyable Victory Monday here in the Dog Bowl in Brea. All right, time to hand out your three game balls. We're all going to do that right now. I'll go last, and we'll try to make them different here if we can. If not, that's fine. We can load it up. But, Joe, since you took last week off, you gave yourself a bye week last week. Who gets your game balls this week after a Browns victory, 23-13?
Offensively, it's going to Hawkins. I think the guy played one hell of a game, and I think he should be commended for it, man. That guy deserves a game ball. Defensively, I think, to be honest with you, I'm giving it to the defensive backfield. I think that's, you know, I'll give them all an individual ball. We can all afford some balls. We'll buy them individual balls, but I think they're
footballs.
Footballs.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, clarification there. But yes. But I think the defensive backfield, and then obviously Cundiff comes in and does his work. I mean, he hit the ones we had to hit.
And he hit a 52-yarder. And we've had a lot of people call in and say he can't kick that. It's going to cost us. Remember that?
That was good for 56.
That would have, by the way. Easy.
So
yep.
Are you okay with my three?
I like it. Good. You. I'm just happy you're participating.
Thank you.
There it is.
You're welcome.
Cool. And again, to keep things changing up, I'm going to give my game ball, even though he could have easily had four interceptions, which would have dropped his rating significantly. I'm going to give my game ball to Brian Hoyer again. The caller just said it. Game manager, 19 of 28. He made the throws when he had to. We heard that from our own head coach. You know, be smart with the ball, especially when we had the lead. He did that. He threw the one touchdown to Hawk. I was going to give the game ball to Hawk. I'm going to give it to two defenders. I'm going to go with our two most recent, I think, biggest acquiring free agents the last 2 years, Paul Kruger. 3 sacks, great game, dominant up front, a team that had only been sacked 5 times thus far this season. He got 3 himself. And then I'll probably leave the last game ball. You can probably give it to Joe Hayden, but I'm going to give mine to Dante Whitner. I think everyone's going to talk about the same way they might talk about the Jacksonville Jaguar game coming back to haunt us. I think that everybody's going to talk about that hit by Dante Whitner shifting this game in our favor. And we'll look back at a certain point in the season, deep into this season, and say, hey, without that, we could have lost that football game, which would have been detrimental to where we are right now. So Dante Whitner's play and that hit to make that fumble.
All right, I'm going to give all three of mine on the defensive side of the ball and try to keep it separate here. I'm going to go first. I'm going to give game ball to John Hughes. Thought he was the best defensive lineman in the game. And the Browns held the Raiders to 71 yards rushing. That's a season low for this defense. And if you wipe out the first two runs of Darren McFadden, from that point on, the Raiders had 16 running back carries for 44 yards, so just about 2.5 a pop. So they did a great job against the run. I thought John Hughes did a great job, and certainly we will be bummed if he is out for a long period of time. Of course, Coach Pettine's presser at 4 p.m. will likely have an update on that for us. I'm also going to give a game ball to Joe Hayden. I thought it was easily his best game of the season. Multiple passes defensed. He had the fumble recovery. Just kind of was playing lockdown. Joe had that swagger, was getting in there against the run as well, made some tackles for loss. So I thought Joe Hayden and played great. And then the last one that I'm going to give to is the tandem of Dansby and Kirksey. I thought that they both were all over the field making plays. I think Chris Kirksey continues to come into his own, and Carlos Dansby played very well also. I'll give an honorable mention on the offensive side of the ball to Miles Austin. 9 straight catches of his have gone for first downs. He makes big clutch catches for this team, even on balls that may not be thrown perfectly, so he's done a great job. And also, when you watch the tape of this one, Joel Bitonio stands out as just an absolute mauler.
Oh, dude, that screen pass, like 35 yards downfield, you know, getting a block. It was awesome.
Animal. Awesome. So those would be my game balls, and it's always fun to do. Tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we will hand out our grades for this game and really kind of get into every bit of the minutia of what the Browns were able to do as we kind of put the ribbon on the victory over the Oakland Raiders. Gentlemen, we got just 1 minute left. Any final thoughts, any parting shots here for the audience as we get ready to rock out of here? Mr. Juravicious.
Go Cavaliers. That's what I'm on to now.
Thursday night, go Cavaliers.
LBJ.
Closing thoughts. A win is a win is a win. They're hard to get in the NFL. Don't take them for granted.
Do not take them for granted. The Browns now 4-3 again. Their best start since 2007. Want to thank Jim Donovan from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network for being here, and also want to thank all of you. Lots of great calls today. Even the Bostonian, you gotta lighten up, bro. You gotta just chill out and enjoy what's going on here in Cleveland, because that's what we're doing. Big week of Cleveland sports ahead. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicious, I'm Nathan Zagura saying enjoy your victory Monday, Dog Pound, and thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Day, driven
by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.